Blog Talk Radio.
Dove Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dove Knight, now here is Dove.
Hello?
Dove Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dove Knight, now here is Dove Knight.
Hello, this is Dove Knight. Well, you know, I'm having fun. I'm just having fun. Well, this is Dove Knight. I'm here to say that... Pardon me. Thank you for listening to my show, whoever listens to this podcast. I apologize if you feel it got off to a bad start. I'm here to talk about my songs. Now, I love to create music, and I was planning on playing my keyboard today, so I am after I do this podcast. And this song I really love. It's called... I'm Over You. It was about a relationship I had in L.A., Los Angeles. I met someone from L.A. It was dysfunctional at best, but it ended. You know how you have, like, friendships. You know, it could, you know, the song could be for friendships as well as romantic relationships. It could be for business partnerships. It could be for any type of relationship, even family. For me, it was just like a friendship that was kind of weird, and I was not at a good position to, you know, to deal with it at the time it happened, because I was going through the process of becoming a better person, a positive person, because it was codependent and. I was, you know, alone in L.A., and I leaned on somebody who seemingly seemed to be a person I could connect to, but turns out that person was not the person. It was dysfunctional. It involved things that made me more aware about true relationships as far as being hanging out with positive people. So the person... had left, so I had to heal afterwards because they didn't want to be around me no more. So I came up with the idea of the song I'm Over You. Now, the song I'm Over You could be about any relationship or broken relationship or bad relationship you had and it was over, you know. The point of the song is to be with positive people. And we shouldn't be with negative people. And if we're in a negative relationship, then it's best that it's over for, you know, for us to move on. So that's what the song I'm Over You. It's about liberation from being in the limiting circumstances as far as a relationship. The truth of the matter is, I realized as I got older, that if someone don't like me or don't want to be with me, I have to let them go. I have to set them free. because if you love somebody, set them free. And because there are other people who are like me. I really do believe that's the truth. If someone don't like me or don't want to be around me, there will be other people who will like me and be around me. So with that, I let it go, and I had to move on. And life is too short. You know, if I have, I believe that song, those lyrics of that Don Henley song, Heart of the Matter, there are people who we met, they come and go, it's about, getting over the grudge or, I got to put it all behind me, the anger to tear me up inside because there's, other people to meet and life continues because I only have one life to live. Life is too short to be dealing with a broken relationship or dealing with someone who's not well to understand the difference. And I'm Over You is about being liberated from a bad relationship that ended. So that's what it is. That was one of my songs that I say wrote about broken, instead of falling in love, write about being liberated, being out of love or being or any relationship, any friendship, whatever. So you can say it that way. That's for people like dance music that's about, being liberated or being set free from bad relationships. Because we all had relationships that ended and all, broken relationships. That's what that song is about. It's about being happy, being in a happier place that you ended it because the person that you were with is not the right person. So that's what it is. I would say back in those days, or when I did, I came out to L.A. from New York State, from Buffalo. That's where I'm from. And I was trying to find myself out here because I didn't know anybody in L.A. Again, I came out here to L.A. to be to be in the Hollywood business, to be a successful Hollywood recording artist, to make it in the music industry, that dream, to be the next Axl Rose or to be the next whatever. And I come across people, somebody that I met. And even though it was brief, I'm Over You, the song, gave me a liberating feeling. It also taught me to be aware of being in positive, healthy relationships. The next one of songs that I've written. Because it's so positive about falling for someone, as far as making pop dance songs, we will see. I made so much. I've been doing it for so many years, so it's a joy to do. I hope you like this because I'm a professional recording artist. If anybody in the music industry hears this song and was interested in my music, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. You can do that too. DoveNeedSlove22@yahoo.com. You know, well, I write about a lot of, you know, really good good songs, pop songs. Here's one that I released, last year that was so positive, and it really illustrates who I am.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
To be with somebody, and that's my pop side. But I also have another side, you know, whether I started out to be in music, I had this rebellious, over-the-top side, because I love the hard guitars. I truly do, you know. I truly do. So... judged by being marching to the beat of my own drum and judged by the way I looked. People perceive me by the way I look and just make all these insinuating allegations about me without knowing me directly. It's just not good. So that's the thing about that situation. We have to look at people for who they are. Really look at people for who they are and not make judgments. The next song is check out this on Dub Night on Deezer, iTunes, and Google Play. And again, thank you for listening to me. I will be back soon, real soon, and I really feel obligated to say, may all your wishes or whatever you feel come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. may God or whatever higher power you believe in bless you all. You know, good day, good night from Deaf Night.